Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Mark Cox Morning Show. Dan Buck sitting in on this Friday morning. Mark getting some time with his family this weekend. It's a free-for-all Friday. Want to thank everybody who's been calling in, chiming in. We've had a great morning so far. Last hour of the show. And we're going to kick things off by going to Washington, D.C. to talk with Ryan Schmelz, our Fox News Radio correspondent there. Nothing really to talk about, Ryan, in Washington right now, right?
Never. It's boring.
I tell you what, the president is keeping everybody on their toes. Don't know where to start. Shutdown or Venezuela? Let's go Venezuela. What is going on with 10,000 troops deployed? We've got 10% of our Navy down in that theater right now. And we've got everything from the ghost ship to aircraft carriers to battleships. I mean, it does not appear that Donald Trump is bluffing here.
Probably not. And, you know, when there's going to be, I think, a big question about is, does he have the legal authority to do this without some type of approval from Congress? Obviously, the law is kind of confusing because, you know, it says that the president can deploy troops, but Congress needs to declare war. And so there's going to be probably a big question about that in the near future, and whether or not President Trump or Congress needs to seize control of this. I think there was mostly, there were Democrats who questioned the assaults on some of the ships, especially when these were supposedly coming from designated terror organizations. But now that he's actually physically in a sovereign nation or a nation that has gone under some significant turmoil, but, you know, for the most part, is considered to be a sovereign nation.
Well, and but let's also, you know, point out the Chinese influence in that nation, which is a clear violation of the Monroe Doctrine. The drugs, the killing, the invasion of tens of thousands of Venezuelans into our land without going through proper authorities, and gangs that are existing now in the United States because of that invasion. I mean, there's plenty of grounds to say that Venezuela started this.
He definitely
has a defensive,
Well, and some people don't even recognize Nicolas Maduro as a legitimate leader either. So, you know, they're under significant political turmoil, and that's been under, I mean, he's been under question for, I mean, I think it's, we're probably upwards of a decade now. I mean, you know, he's considered to be corrupt. He's considered to be somebody who manipulates elections. And yes, I mean, Venezuela and under his leadership, you know, that remember when we had the migrant crisis under President Biden, you know, we had a lot of nationals coming from countries like Venezuela. A lot of them were coming from Mexico the way they used to. And that was because of some of the political turmoil that had been going on in that country.
Ryan Schmelz is our guest from Fox News Radio. Let's transition to the shutdown. Man, the temperature, the tone of things, this thing does not look like it's going to end anytime soon.
Not exactly, no. And, you know, Speaker Johnson and Leader Jeffries are having their daily press conferences once again. You know, Republicans have teased this idea that they think that The shutdown will end when the No Kings protest this weekend comes to an end. They believe that Democrats want to go to this and show their political, you know, show that they're fighting the Trump administration and cater to their left flank of their party. But at the same time, Democrats kind of shot that down. But it is something that has been discussed. And of course, you know, I think there always has been this question that Leader Schumer is voting against something that he has voted for over and over again throughout his political career. But this time he's doing it because he's feeling the political pressure after he got a lot of flack back in March for voting to keep the government open.
And are they still, you think, going to stick to the full $1.5 trillion that they want to be put into this before they would vote yes? Or do you think they'll quit if they get the health care provision, if they get the half a trillion in health care?
Yeah, they haven't really been advocating for their entire bill. They've kind of been putting that out there as a framework. And the big things that they've been using as sticking points are these Affordable Care Act tax subsidies. But the one that kind of keeps not getting talked about enough is the provisions in there that they want that would pretty much ensure that the Trump administration doesn't cut spending that Congress approves. So that those are probably the big two. But yes, I mean, look, Republicans use that $1.5 trillion spending package that they put together, and they use it to attack Democrats consistently because that's the bill that got rid of the guardrails that were put into place by the One Big Beautiful Bill Act to essentially keep people in the country illegally from getting Medicaid. And Republicans have used that as saying that Democrats are pushing for health care for illegal immigrants.
Well, they both are dug in their heels. It looks like there's going to be no end. Day 17 today, and according to Senator Kennedy, I don't know if you saw that interview yesterday. He said, he's so awesome. He said he thinks it's going through Thanksgiving. He truly does not see an end in sight.
Yeah, he scared a lot of people when he said that. Let's just put it that way. Yeah. There were some people like, wait, what? Thanksgiving? Are you serious? So, you know, Speaker Johnson did say, I think last week that, or this week, that this could be the longest government shutdown of all time, which would mean at least 10 more days of this. We'll see. I mean, it just doesn't seem like there's an off ramp right now, but things can change rather quickly. But as of right now, we're at least in this through Monday.
Hey, Ryan, on a lighter note, you're from St. Louis, right? Didn't you grow up here?
No, I did not.
Okay. Are you a hockey fan?
Yeah, for the most part.
Yeah, well, there's a team in town called the St. Louis Blues, and the super fan of the St. Louis Blues just walked in our studio, and he's gonna be coming up. It's Towel Man is in the house. His name is Ron Beckley, and we're gonna get to his segment. But I appreciate all your time, Ryan. What do you got planned for the weekend? Anything fun?
Well, we're actually mourning here in Maryland because the super fan for the Ravens known as Captain Defense passed away last week. So,
I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah. If Towel Man could give him a shout out, I think that they would appreciate that.
I will make sure he does. He's getting his headphones on now. So what did they cause a death? Just, you know, what happened?
I believe it was a cancer battle if I remember correctly. Yeah. He was a 20-year plus service member. He raised money through charities, would visit people who were sick in the hospital. So he was certainly way more than just a fan. He was a really good person as well.
That's awesome. Ryan Schmelz, Washington correspondent for Fox News. We appreciate you, sir.
Hey, thank you. Have a great weekend.
You too, buddy. All right. Ron Beckley, I said, is in the house. He's Towel Man. Hey, what's up, Ron?
Hey, how you doing, Dan?
Good, brother. We're going to talk some Blues hockey. We're also going to let you chime in on a few thoughts around the world, and people are going to be refreshed, I think, when they hear your politics. You don't want to get too political, I know, because all Blues fans come from every walk of life, and they all love you, but I love your take on many things. You and I have been friends for, what, 30 years, 35 years?
About that,
So we're going to be back with Towel Man, talk a little Blues hockey, and we also have that Queen of Hearts drawing. We're going to have those numbers hopefully coming up just after the break. We're going to take a quick break and be back with Ron in just a minute. You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
97.1 FM Talk, a proud sponsor of the Guns N' Hoses, Queen of Hearts, the Backstoppers, amazing charity, and we've got your winner. Here we go. The card is a red joker out of slot number 4. The ticket number is 297-816-989. And because it's a joker, you don't win $25. You win $100 if you're holding that red joker out of slot number 4. Jackpot now growing up to over $5,840. Now, we're not sure what that joker means. There could mean it could take a little bit of time to reset. We're not going to reset the pot. The jackpot keeps growing till, of course, the Queen of Hearts comes about. But there may be a delay, but you can go get your tickets and get in the fun and support a great cause. StLouisGunsAndHoses.com is where you find them. Those tickets, again, at STL. Guns, the letter N, hoses.com to purchase your Queen of Hearts tickets and get involved so you are eligible to win that big jackpot of $5,840 now. And, of course, the big Guns and Hoses event, the boxing match between the police and firemen coming up Wednesday, November 26th. I think Towelman, Ron Beckley of the Blues, is in the house. Towelman, I think you and Fred Bird should have a fight. Like in the middle of that Guns N' Hoses thing.
I'm game for it.
Are you game?
Absolutely, yeah. He's big chicken. Big chicken.
He is Fred. a big chicken. You think you could whoop him? Because you'd hate to see a baseball mascot ever beat up on a hockey mascot.
Well,
and you're not the mascot, but you're better than the mascot.
He's not wearing gloves, so there's nothing to throw down. I think maybe he gets the I fight him with the towel and he gets a big feather duster or something to pound me with.
There we go. Feather duster against the towel. Just whip each other with it.
Just run him around there. hit, he'd probably fly off.
So I got to set the stage. You and I have been friends 30-plus years. We went to the same church together. Our kids all grew up together down in Imperial, Missouri, and St. Joe's Church. And you're a devout Catholic. I, as you know, have in recent years fallen away and joined the Grace Church, a great Christian church, because of the nonsense, in my eyes, the nonsense and the... I always say I did not leave the Catholic Church. It left me when they forced people to take jabs. They forced employees of the church to either get the shot or lose their jobs in Catholic health centers, schools, universities all across the country. They failed to stand up for bodily autonomy when we needed them to. They shut down churches to stop us from having the sacraments for months on end and basically did whatever the government told them to do. And that is... That was so appalling to me. I couldn't bury my mother, who died during COVID because the churches were closed, one thing after another. And I didn't know that the real truth was actually being told out in places like Grace Church, where they actually get at the pulpit and they call out the evils of society and they every day are talking the truth. And I wasn't getting that at the Catholic Church. Now, this new Pope, Pope Leo, creates a prayer room for Muslims in Vatican City. He's given Muslims their own prayer room who come to their library to do studies, and he's given them their own prayer room complete with carpets on the floor facing Mecca.
I think he put chairs in there. I don't think there's room on the floor to put a carpet down. I think this is a hoax.
No. They have pictures of it. They've got little rugs so they can kneel.
Okay.
So as a Catholic, how do you see that? Are you okay with that?
Well, you know that talking in politics is not my strong suit.
Uh-huh,
so
yeah.
I all I can do is make comparisons.
Okay.
All right. So if this was hockey,
yeah,
this would be, I guess, equivalent to the Blues dedicating a whole section at the game just for Detroit and Chicago fans.
Just for the enemy.
Just for
the,
yeah. Put the enemy up there, watch.
Yeah.
That
makes sense.
I don't know if it'd be all-inclusive, but there would be some benefits there.
Yeah, and I think Blues fans would be cascading down beers and things on top of that on a regular basis.
They would get more beer than any of the fans and all free.
But how would that's a great scenario because, you know, if you're a Catholic, you got to be like the Blues fan. Would you really want a whole section dedicated to the Detroit Red Wings or to the Chicago Blackhawks, right?
No.
Because they're the enemy. When they come into your house, right, you don't.
Well, when they come in, they're not coming in to make peace. They're not coming
exactly.
to say, here, you have the puck.
Yeah,
exactly. I got to ask. Yep. I'm looking here. This is the Mark Cox Show, right?
Uh-huh.
And you're Dan Buck.
Yep.
And you know I'm all about numbers. Do you have to have like seven letters in your name to be a host on this show?
No, it just happens to be ironic.
That's very ironic.
He's got three in his last. I got three in my first. I got four in my last. He's got four in his first. Yep, that's kind of
how
it goes.
I've been listening here all morning. Yeah, all morning. No Kings thing. And L.A., I've never liked the Kings.
The Kings? Kings.
If they were going to eliminate a team, that would be a good team to eliminate.
You know what? That's a great thing. Maybe that's what they're protesting.
Maybe.
Hate the L.A. Kings.
That's right.
They want to get rid of that hockey team.
We got hostages. I mean, with the penalty box. We're taking hostages 2 minutes at a time. Our goalies are being shot at. I mean, all of the stuff that's going on.
The comparisons are immense.
Never ending.
You got more comparisons of things I've talked about that have a hockey relation here?
Well, I'd like to compare our team to a Stanley Cup winner is what I'd like to do.
Yeah, no kidding. So does this team, everybody's hitting the panic button because our two home losses have been so horrific.
They have been bad. They have been bad.
You haven't been waving your towel nearly enough or throwing T-shirts into the crowd enough.
But here's a good side. There's 78 games left. And we are not mathematically eliminated yet.
That's always a good thing.
Yes.
Always a good thing when we're not eliminated in October.
Well, and you know, there's new chemistry here. There's a lot of new people, and we've got a lot of kids in here.
We do. Young talent, lots of talented players.
Yes.
But they got to get to the speed of the NHL, don't they?
And they got to make their own mistakes.
Yeah. Yeah, and they are making them.
Yeah, yeah, and it's just you gotta know where you're weak so you can shore it up and get out there. But And every game's important, but it's like, don't panic. It's
you think these guys are going to be just fine?
I think when you look at the, again, chemistry is something you can't draft or you can't pick. Chemistry, yep, something that happens, and then I like the chemistry. Didn't like the last two games, the home games, but I like the chemistry, and I think it's just a slow start.
You won't say it because you're always too nice to a lot of the players, but Hofer was terrible.
He had a bad game. Absolutely,
yeah, there were so many soft goals. He gave up 7 goals to the Blackhawks. I think they had an empty netter.
Well, he got an assist on the first one.
Explain that to people.
And he, yeah,
he fed it right to the guy perfectly.
And he is one of the better goalies at stick handling. And
yeah.
So,
yeah, he gave it right away.
We all have brain freezes. That is for sure.
Yeah. So where does the team go from now? You're in the middle of a 4-game homestand. You've only lost the first one. How do you shape up tomorrow's game and the rest of the homestand?
Well, it's we've had a problem of playing down, mm-hmm, to the team, which may have happened last time. That's got to stop. We got a good team coming in, and I think we'll rise to the occasion and not take it for granted that we're just going to come in and bowl them over.
It's the man in the rafters. It is Town Man Ron Beckley, the man who leads the charge. Every time we score a goal, he's waving the towel. Everybody counts him down. You want to stick around? Can you,
sure,
hang around with the show?
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
We got a lot more coming. Another half hour of the Mark Cox Morning Show. Dan Buck sitting in. Thanks for letting us be a part of your Friday. Back with more after the news break. It's the Mark Cox Morning Show minus the Mark Cox. Dan Buck sitting in on his Friday. I've also got Towel Man in the house. Are you excited, brother?
Always excited.
That's
There's
right.
a game tomorrow.
He's got a game tomorrow. First, game two of a 4-game homestand for the Blues. We'll talk a little bit more about that in a bit. First, we're going to join in and welcome to the show Bruce Lavelle. He's a longtime senior advisor to President Trump and served as the Small Business Administration advocate for the White House. And just wanted to bring him on to talk a little bit about the impact of this shutdown on various different branches of government, including the SBA. Good morning, Bruce. How are you, sir?
Good morning. How's it going?
Good. I know you know the president well. I know he'd love to have this shutdown ended. And unfortunately, Schumer and the Democrats are digging in their heels on this thing. But what is the ripple effect down to places? You know the SBA well. I know you worked with the Department of Labor, HUD. How is this impacting them in terms of getting small business loans, career training, housing vouchers? Is all that continuing during this shutdown?
No. Well, actually, the SBA, which a lot of the small businesses, you know, apply through their banks who are, in, you know, a lot of the banks who are in partnership with the SBA,
right,
like the 504 loans, the 7A loans, you know, have come to a halt. So there's no lending whatsoever. So that entire department is shut down. So, you know, they'll have to go, you know, obviously with other conventional loans or what have you, through other institutions.
Right.
So that's a, you know, impact on the lending side, lines of credit, you know, that relates everything with the SBA. And they do a large chunk of, you know, startup small businesses, too.
Right. Well, I know DOL also does a lot of career training grants, mm-hmm, things like that to,
yep,
community groups. Are all those kind of in limbo? Are they not going to see reimbursements for some of that work until it reopens?
No, they're pretty much in limbo for now.
Okay.
You know, and you know, as once again, as long as this goes on, like you said, it's another opportunity to look, as we call, look under the hood, and check for, you know, for more redundancies. You know,
well, and Chuck Schumer and the Democrats always like to say they're for the working party, they're for the middle class, but that's where these things hurt. The small business owners, the people who are in those career training programs, the people who need those job programs that are being run by communities and Catholic charities and different groups around the country. Those are the people that this Schumer shutdown is hurting.
Yeah, that's true. Well, you know, the difference this time is that, you know, last time we had, what, 35 days and 18 and then 20. In 1995, well, we had a couple of weeks, so it wouldn't surprise me if this went on longer.
Yeah,
you know, if this really, the president's in a very, and I say a better place. Schumer and the Democrats, I guess this is their last ditch effort to see if they can figure out how to, weaken the administration or anything they can do. It's kind of like their last Hail Mary, yeah. to use that term, to weaken his administration.
And in the midst of this shutdown, of course, it also means there's, impact on foreign affairs, things like that. But you've known this president for quite a while. You've been a longtime advisor to him, mostly on economic issues. But what's going on with his Venezuelan movement and the War Department putting such a huge presence off the coast of Venezuela? Do you think he's bluffing here? I don't think he's the type of president to bluff.
Well, obviously all the drug trafficking, obviously, that's coming from that area.
And human trafficking, right?
Exactly.
And the invasion of thousands of gang members. Yeah. Let's not forget that.
Yeah, and he put them on notice, their government, like, look, you're emptying your jails. And you need to take your people and get your people back or whatever. And of course they had thumbs nose up in the air, and President Trump's like, okay, so we'll just go ahead and, monitor your coast, and, we'll bring them back, and we'll also, stop every single thing that comes through and around that area, which obviously should have been done, in the previous administration before that. But, it's a lot of pressure, and not to mention a lot of economic pressure. It's going to start happening with Venezuela. Well,
that boat they said they blew up this week. The seventh drug boat that's been, pulverized by our U.S. military, said had a street value of drugs on board at over $2 billion. One boat of a street value. I mean, think about that. That's how much fentanyl and cocaine that thing was hauling. That is, if people don't see that as a threat to America and what's been going on here. And it's also part of the fact China is supplying a lot of those materials to make those drugs. And, that's a clear violation of the Monroe Doctrine. Yeah.
Well, he's not playing. Obviously what he's been through, Biden-Harris administration weaponizing DOJ and as well as weaponizing New York Attorney General's office, of course, down here with Fannie Willis and, Atlanta, and the list goes on. You tried to assassinate him. You tried to destroy him. You had a woman lie and say that she was raped, and then said he never touched her, and all the list goes on and on. So, I'd get out the way if I was everyone. If that's not enough to not stand in the way of someone, I don't know what else to tell someone, because this is he's on a mandate, he's on a mission, and he's going to get to the end of it.
Yeah,
you see what's happening with Bolton. You saw with Comey. Listen, stay tuned. There's more.
I know there's going to be more. Bruce Lovell.
Oh, yeah.
Bruce Lovell, we so appreciate your time this morning, and your insight and understanding of this president is great. We appreciate you sharing
it with our
morning show. Thank you, sir.
Thanks for having me.
All right, it's 8:43, the Mark Cox Morning Show. We're going to come back. A lot of people asking me about my No Kings rant earlier. I'm going to repeat a portion of that. Also, we got Ron Beckley in the house. He's going to talk a little bit more Blues hockey when we come back on 97.1 FM Talk. And how time flies when you're having fun. Dan Buck sat in today. I have had such a good time. Thanks to all the callers who helped me get through those first early hours, and all the guests who joined me over the last 4 hours. It's amazing how fast this show flies when you have to kind of fly solo and you're in the hot seat, so to speak. Mark's enjoying some time with family this weekend and entrusted me to the show. I hope I didn't let him down. But I definitely am excited about next Thursday, and I hope you are too, and planning to come out to our 25th anniversary party. It is going to be Thursday, October 23rd at the Lit Cigar Lounge in the huge indoor-outdoor area they've got there. We've got a sold-out VIP portion of it, but the rest of it's free. All we ask you to do is go out there and put in your RSVP that you're coming, so we make sure we've got enough food and drink to sell to everybody. And we want to know how many people people are coming. It's going to be a packed house, though. Lots of folks have RSVP'd. We want to thank our sponsors, Rhino Shield, U.S. Men's Medical Center, Lore Wine and Spirits, Old Dominic Distillery, and Rayburn Wines. Also, we're going to have partners on site, the St. Louis Guns and Hoses, the St. Louis Young Republicans. St. Louis County Republican Central Committee is going to be there, and they're encouraging us to bring some non-perishable food. So if you're coming out to the party, grab some canned foods at the store or out of your pantry and bring it along with you in a bag, because they're raising, doing a fundraiser for Thanksgiving for Feed the People, and they're going to have barrels on site there. So as you come out there, again, that's next Thursday, just RSVP at 97.1 FM Talk and hit that events tab, and you'll be able to give us your I'm coming. It starts about 3 o'clock with the broadcast. Party goes from 5 to 7:30. Tall Man, who's still in studio with us, do you want to come out there? That'd be a party.
Let me see. I'm game. I'm always game. There is a game that night.
There is a game, which means you would have to probably be there early, like 5:30 when we open. But if everybody knows you're coming, baby, they'd come out there because you could throw out some T-shirts.
But 5:30 would limit me. I'm usually 5:30 at before game, so I get something to eat.
We'll feed you.
Yeah. Okay.
Huh? Right. See, I'm gonna have an answer for everything, Ron.
Then I may need an Uber to get to the game.
I'll get you an Uber.
And then one of those
expensive.
One of those scooters downtown. I want to take that home. I live down in Jefferson County.
Yeah. Take your scooter to Jefferson County.
Will they work that far away?
I don't know. Okay. I don't know. Hey, I don't know if you heard coming in, but I kind of had a little rant earlier, and I've got about 4 minutes left in the show. I think I'm going to do another rant.
Is it what?
About the No Kings thing.
You'll be happy. Yeah. This tomorrow night, the game, No Kings.
No Kings.
Nope, it's Constellations. We're playing the Stars.
Oh, you're right.
Yep.
You've got the Stars in town.
No Kings tomorrow.
No Kings tomorrow night. The LA's playing somewhere else. But anyway, I am just so frustrated by this whole No Kings and people who will show up. And make no mistake, folks, keep in mind as you watch these folks on the news, they are the tyrants, okay? They are the deceivers. These are the people who will vote in a communist in New York City because they truly do want a dictator. They truly do want a king. They want to be the peasants of the government. That's their goal. They want to destroy free market. They want to punish and excessively tax people who are successful. They want to bring this entire nation as we know it to its knees. That's the whole point of No Kings. This is not about Donald Trump being a king. That's what they claim. That's what they're arguing. They're infected with TDS for one reason, because Donald Trump is unraveling 3 decades of their hard work and their evil socialist education aimed at derailing and disrupting and dividing this nation. That's period. That's all they want to do. They're a hate culture. They want to divide us on race and gender and religion and policy. They want America destroyed. They want a new socialist society to emerge. You're right. They want no kings. They want no president. They want no law enforcement, no guns, no freedoms, no faith. They want an almighty government is what they want. They want the elite to rule and decide what's best for the people. And make no mistake, as you watch these things, that's the what I love about these things is they show themselves. They show us their faces. They show us their agenda. And it's important for us to reject it. Know that anybody who shows up for a No Kings rally this weekend are advocating for the end of our constitutional republic. The change they are advocating for is a new America, folks. They want the elite to rule, and we, the subjects, will get what falls from the table. Yeah. So I had a meme that was sent to me, and I elaborated on it, and I'm just going to share a portion of it. But it says, they say no kings, but we will decide what your healthcare decisions will be. They say no kings, but will murder unborn babies to keep certain populations down. They say they want no kings, but they say mothers will be financially punished if the dad stays home. No kings, but we will replace self-worth and work ethic with government welfare. They say they want no kings, but they'll deny citizens the right to peace in their neighborhoods just to protect non-citizens who are here illegally, many who are trafficking people and dealing drugs and killing America. But they want no kings. Meanwhile, they'll shut down the government because their fraud money has been taken away. They'll say no kings, but we won't pay our own soldiers, but we'll pay our lawmakers. They say they have no kings, but they're going to make multimillionaires out of congressmen and women despite them only making $175,000 a year.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
They say they'll want no kings, but they'll shut down our social media if by some unknown fact checker who deems it to be offensive or if it's mean or if it's against our government narrative. Yeah, they want no kings, all right. What they want is no Donald Trump, who's trying to save our democracy, who's trying to save the world as we know it. So anyway, go ahead, have your foolish no kings protest. We know some of them are going to be without question turn into riots. But know that the most of America, we're waking up. We're wide awake to your plan and your name-calling and your race-baiting and your fear-mongering, your demonic promotion of this gender BS. The country's wide awake, folks. Thousands more are waking up every day, and they're seeing your madness for what it is. Your tyranny and your violence has no place in the USA. Yeah, your hate and your godless agenda is running out of victims. America isn't buying what you're selling anymore. So go enjoy your meaningless, complete waste of time protest. The sane Americans will be watching football and hockey and enjoying time with their family and spending time. And oh yeah, we'll be going to church on Sunday. That's my rant. Tired of it, Tom, man. Can you tell I'm a little PO'd about it?
There's one thing about America that I love.
What is that?
Everything. Everything. And you gotta fight for what you believe in, and I think God put us all down here to take care of each other.
We did.
And he did. Somehow we're missing the boat there.
Well, and it's the divisiveness that God has no place in this society, even though this society, the greatest society ever assembled on this planet, was put together because of God.
Yep. Just remember, we all count.
That's right. Amen, brother. That's Tal, man. He'll be at the game tomorrow night, Saturday night, the Blues hosting the Stars. How many games have you been waving towels? Real quick.
This is my 36th year.
36 years. Thanks for joining us on the Mark Cox Morning Show. We'll be back on Monday. I think I'll be here again without Mark. 97.1 FM Talk.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.